And thanks in part to the mortgage crisis, more and more spammers are sending a barrage of suspect offers to internet users. NPR's Larry Abramson has more.
Since the start of the year, there's been an increase in the number of unwanted email messages offering some sort of relief from foreclosure, or spammers will invite you to buy a foreclosed house and cash in. Spam watchers say there's been an uptick in spam messages, with subject lines shouting, "Don't let them foreclose," or "Homes given away." Doug Bowers monitors spam for Symantec. He says these emails lure consumers in slowly.
Someone will then be on the other end who will try and engage in a dialogue that will end up with you sending information, which then could either be used to actually make purchases, open new credit cards, potentially access your current bank accounts or financial information.
Symantec also says the approach of tax day is leading to a climb in tax-related touts that are common this time every year. "We could settle your IRS debt now" is one of the more popular spam top lines. Again, the goal is personal information about the poor victim on the receiving end of the spam message. Messages that appear to come from the IRS are never legit. The agency says it does not initiate communication with taxpayers through email. Unsolicited email comes from some exotic locations, such as Brazil and China, but the leading country of origin for spam is far and away the United States. Larry Abramson, NPR News.